Is it true that Jesus died as a sinner? That he died as a sinner? He suffered pain. He was beaten. He was speared in the side, blood poured out his side. He suffered something severely, right? Satan thought, because he knew from past history that man died, he was dead. Once man was in his grasp, he knew nobody, no one up until that point had ever escaped his grasp. Now we know the Old Testament prophet raised some people from the dead, right? But we're talking about spiritual death. That's what we're talking about this morning. Spiritual death. He knew. Because if one man had escaped, that mean all could escape. Up until that point, till Jesus came, nobody spiritually could escape Satan's grasp. Death. Death reigned. Isn't that what the word says? Death did what? Death reigned. So, this scripture says that what truth shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness shall do what? Look down from heaven. Where did righteousness come from? Who is in heaven? Watch this. Righteousness shall look down from heaven. Did he see what was going on in the earth? Hallelujah, he did. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness shall go before him and shall make his footsteps a way in the which to walk. Now you can see why Satan fight you with unbelief and doubt and fear, because if you get the revelation this day that you sit on that pew or that chair or in the presence of these each other, that God have made you righteous, that what Jesus did, you can do. I might need to say it a little different. What Jesus is doing, what he has done and what he can do, you can too. You have in this book, we have in this book, can y'all hear me today? If we open up and read it, we can find out it's really true. Right. That Jesus' whole life on earth, especially those 3.5 years, that was 3.5 years of ministry he carried out, because that was the will of God. Nowhere, are y'all listening to what I'm saying? Nowhere in this book, nowhere in any of the gospel, that's the four gospels record most of the work of Jesus on earth, walking in flesh. You cannot find one scripture that ever indicated Jesus, Satan could defeat Jesus. The only time you see it when he gave up in the Garden of Gethsemane, because he knew it was time to offer his life up as a sacrifice. And that was for only 3 days. And when he completed the victory for us over death, hell, the grave, over all demonic works, when he defeated Satan, he stepped right back into victory and invited you to come. Because he could legally bring you, make you to become. take hold to you. You could, Satan couldn't hold, cannot hold no one. I don't care how he, what it looks like, what it sounds like. When Jesus got up, that freed all of us. And all you need is the information, knowledge, revelation, the truth told you, and you believe it and step out on it, act on it in faith. It'll work in your life. And the steps he takes, the steps he takes is the way to walk in victory. And you can walk the steps of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can walk in victory. And he, and we go through the Bible, we find out in every area of life. We read the scripture before, but it says, it bears repeating. It says in 2 Peter 1:3, God has given us everything that pertaineth to what? Life and godliness. Then it tells us how it comes through the knowledge of him. Everything that has to do with life, I will say it again. Everything that has to do with life, I'm going to read the scripture in just a minute again. Everything, God has given it to us. If it pertains to life, it's been given to us. I'll say it again because something's good is going to happen in your spirit today. I said something good is going to happen in your spirit, and your mind going to get renewed to today. Everything, I don't care what it is, everything that has to do with life, spirit, soul, body, be it financially, emotionally, socially, everything that has to do with life, it has been given by God in Christ. And you have access to it by faith. Hallelujah. And faith has been given to you at birth. For God has dealt to every man among you the measure of faith. Not some, but every man, every person that's born again, every person that comes into the kingdom of God, God has dealt to you the measure of faith. And faith takes hold to the word of God, because God's words are faith-filled words. So if it had to do with life. So let me read the verses again. Mercy and love, loving kindness, and truth have met together. Mercy didn't give us what we deserve. We deserve eternal death, eternal separation from God. But mercy didn't give it to us. Ooh, Jesus. Loving kindness said, you should be beat up and knocked and just slapped crazy. You know, beat up. Yeah. But I'm going to show you kindness. What you've done, you deserve a good whooping. You know, I'm trying to make it where you can grasp this. And truth says, since we come together about mercy and loving kindness and truth, what I give them is going to be the truth. You can have it, and can't nobody stop you from getting it. Truth says, since I've given you mercy, I show you kindness, I'm going to give you what God, what is God, I'm going to give it to you so you can have it the way God got it.